Welcome back to Sundays. We are your hosts. I'm Steph.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we're talking about how to realistically achieve your goals. So Sarah, how do you measure whether or not you've had a successful and productive day? I was thinking about that. Like, how does one measure something like that?
Okay, so as an entrepreneur, I've learned some tips and tricks. Okay, guys. So really, it boils down for me, did I finish the absolute, like, red items on my to-do list? By red items, I mean high priority. As long as I get those done every single day on my to-do list, I feel like I've had a productive day. What about you?
I think if I complete my to-do list, which I'm the same way, I have to have like the bullet points that are urgent versus the ones that can be spread out across the week. I really have to break it down that way. Otherwise I get distracted. But did I complete my to-do list? Did I waste time like scrolling? Because sometimes I get lost in that and I have to really, you know, come down on myself like, girl, focus.
Yeah, put your phone down. I feel the same way. Put your phone down.
Yeah, and then am I seeing progress? Which is, that's more long term. Like, how do I measure success if I'm doing like a monthly recap and looking back on the month of May? Am I seeing progress personally and professionally in what my goals are? Because if I am managing my time appropriately and completing tasks and working towards the bigger goal, then I should start to see some of the progress towards those goals. So I feel like that's kind of how I also measure myself.
Oh yeah, for sure. To-do lists are king. You need to have a to-do list. I usually write mine down. Like, I'll have monthly goals, but then I sit down maybe like every week or every other night and then write down like a to-do list of things I have to achieve that week and then break it down by day, like what are top priorities. And that's for me, like how I'm measuring my success and working towards my like big picture goals simultaneously.
Yeah, honestly, if it's not on a list, if it's not written down, whether it's in the notes on my phone or on a little piece of paper in my kitchen, it's probably not going to happen.
Same. I do not have the brain capacity to remember everything if it's not jotted down.
Right. I've even honestly noticed that with my kids too. They work better off of a list. Like, if I'm just mouthing off different chores to complete, 9 times out of 10, something's going to get forgotten. So we work off of a list with the kids too.
Yeah, I feel really like things done. Yeah, seeing a goal or whatever you have to do is just like so much. I also feel like there's like a fire under my ass that I'm like, okay, I got to get it done.
You know what I mean? This is in writing. I actually have to do this.
Yeah, exactly. It's written. It's official.
Very official.
Okay, so let's talk about time management, because I think that definitely goes into the process of maximizing your day, staying on top of achieving your goals. And that's something, as an entrepreneur, I've had a very difficult time learning, especially because we're working for ourselves. We have all the freedom in the world to do whatever. But Steph, what have you learned as an entrepreneur or even in corporate life whenever you were working on how to achieve your goals? Like, what was your process?
It comes back to the list. I'm telling you, if it's not written down, it doesn't happen. When I was working in the corporate world, I had a boss that I reported to. I had a director that I didn't necessarily report to, but that was over operations, because I managed operations for a major retailer, for a region of stores. And then I had a regional director that I worked in tandem with. And then I also had like 12 stores that I supported. So all of those people would need something from me. And I had to deliver for every person, right? And so having a list and weekly goals and really being disciplined with my time was mandatory. And then in conjunction with that, I was also doing my blog and doing my website and social media. So I was very disciplined and worked off of a very tight schedule and list of, okay, I wake up at 5 a.m. From 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., I'm responding to emails. I'm working on the blog. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., I have to work with the kids, get them ready. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. is my time to get dressed, log in because I probably would have had a conference call like at 9 a.m. for work or sometimes as early as 8 a.m. So it was very regimented. And I found, like you said, now that I just work for myself, it is harder, which probably seems weird, you know, like having so much freedom and not working for someone else, to go from having a very disciplined schedule to now I wake up, I get Zoe ready for school, I respond to emails. I'm talking to you now where I have a field trip planned for the boys later and I still need to create content. So like I find myself now struggling more than I did when I was working and supporting so many people, because there is so much more freedom with my time that I have to be even more disciplined than I was when I had my phone ringing off the hook at all hours of the day.
And also, I think it's because we don't have to really report to anybody. We're our own bosses. So like, if you really want to watch TV in the middle of the day, you can, nobody's stopping you, you know, but I mean, of course, as entrepreneurs, you have to learn that fine line, because if you're not working, you're not getting paid. Simple as that.
Exactly. You really have to find that cost-benefit analysis. I do have days where I'm like, I really want to catch up on Real Housewives. Like, I really want to do this.
Right.
But if I do that, then I know that tomorrow I have to film 4 to 5 reels. That means hair and makeup has to be done early, as soon as I get Zoe dropped off. That means I have to get Zoe actually dropped off to school early, because sometimes, you know, she and I will just be kikiing in the kitchen, you know, having a real jolly morning. I don't get her dropped off till 11 and that slows down the day, which I'm so grateful for that time with my kids. But I also know, like, anytime I'm not working, I'm not making money. So yeah,
exactly.
Right. So there is a trade-off, but definitely it boils down to having a really solid schedule. What about you?
So for me, I think I want to touch more on the fact that some days for me will be like 100% and it's just like a perfect day in my mind where I'm like, wow, I've done the most today and I feel so productive and I've basically just like taken every single thing off my to-do list and a little bit more. And then some days for me will look like where I just need to do the bare minimum to get by because I'm not feeling productive every single day. But I've noticed that discipline is really what it boils down to, because if you don't have discipline, you're not going to get your goals done. Sometimes you kind of just have to force yourself to do it. And it's just part of the process, because you might not enjoy it, but you have to think about the bigger picture. And even if you can do like one or two steps that get you towards that goal, rather than doing 5-6 steps that you can do another day, it really doesn't matter. And I think I've been really hard on myself, or I was really hard on myself before, where I would say, oh, if I'm not doing it, all the things on my to-do list, I just feel like a failure. But now I'm like, okay, at least I'm moving in the right direction, because no 2 days for me are similar where I'm feeling like I just have to be, you know, productive to the max. It just doesn't work like that for me. And for me, time management also looks different for everybody. I personally like to wake up. I have a slow, intentional start to my day. I wake up, I do some form of exercise. Either I do like a little stretch or I walk Humphrey. I like to meditate for 5-10 minutes, have a good cup of coffee. I like to make my bed, tidy up the kitchen, like put away the dishes, etc., eat breakfast, and then I get to work. And I love to wake up early. Versus, I know some entrepreneurs probably don't like to do that. They like to start their day at like 10 or 11, but then they're working till like 10 or 11. It really just depends on like how you can set a realistic lifestyle for yourself in order to achieve your goals. I think it just needs to be achievable. And for me, time management has been kind of like an up and down journey rather than it being on a straight trajectory, if you know what I mean. For me, no 2 days are the same. And I think for you, it's the same way, because with entrepreneurs, you're kind of like making your own schedule, you're doing whatever, and you just have to find different ways of like squeezing in tasks to move towards your overall goal.
Right. And like you said, keeping things achievable and realistic is the number one thing, and making the most out of your day and being the most productive. Because I feel like when we set unrealistic timelines, unrealistic schedules, on just anything that is not something that you could feasibly do, it's one thing to have a goal, but it's also so important to like make realistic goals. And I used to talk about this a lot when I was working in the corporate world and when I would visit stores and support stores, like let's break down a task. If we see that we have something that really has to get done, let's work it out in a way that's actually going to produce the result that we're looking for. And in a way that is going to allow us to get the result we want, but do it realistically with the amount of manpower we have, with the amount of time in the day or time allotted for this task. It's so important to be realistic and to just work with what you have. Push yourself, obviously. You know, push yourself. It's important to stretch your goals and all of that, but you have to also just be realistic with your time.
And I think psychologically, it also plays a big factor into if you're setting achievable, realistic goals for yourself. Because if you're like trying to shoot for the stars from like day one and you're not able to realistically achieve those goals, I think it can psychologically play in your mind as like, oh, I'm a failure. I'm not able to do this. I'm not capable of this. Really boiling down to if you're being truly honest with yourself about what you can achieve day by day. I think that for me has made a big difference in the way that I run my business.
Right. And it also helps limit procrastination. If I see something on my list that I just really don't want to do, or that's probably really challenging, I have to schedule it and plan it on a day and at a time when I know that I can get it done. And this boils down to discipline too, because you have to be really disciplined to fight procrastination, I feel. And because that plays a huge role in it. So if you have something you know you really have to do, you really have to plan your time. So maybe spread it out over the course of a couple of days, but also, you know, of course, don't wait to the last minute to start the task if you know you have a pressing deadline. But being realistic with how you plan out those more daunting tasks is important too, because it'll help you be able to mark it off your list a lot sooner if you have a really strategic game plan in place to get it done.
Yeah, for sure. And then this kind of goes into goal setting as well, because that's exactly how I'm setting my goals to kind of achieve bigger picture. So like I say, okay, what's like my ultimate goal? And then from there, I like to work backwards and have small, realistic and achievable steps for my to-do list for the day. And that's how I continue to push forward, because it really is just little steps that you take every day that a lot to bigger wins. Do you have any goal setting processes that you might do to help yourself get to the end goal?
Envisioning where you want to go and being very intentional about how you get there is so important to me. You have to have goals in mind, but also creating very intentional activities, what you do every day. If it's a health goal, what you eat. If it's a fitness goal, how much time are you willing to discipline yourself and, you know, be in the gym? If it's a business goal, like, are you realistically putting in the time that it takes to get the outcome? For me, it's like, I write down goals. I have a list of just things that I want to accomplish by a certain age and just overall life goals. And I have it broken down in a list, and just really it's manifesting, it's goal setting, but it's also just like being realistic and creating the path, which a lot of it, you know, is not always in my control. I believe that there's a higher power. I believe God will align our steps and, you know, certain things will work themselves out the way they're supposed to. But I really feel like I have to do my part as well. And sometimes that means making sure that I'm setting myself up for success to meet each goal. If I have a long-term goal that I'm trying to meet, every day I have to be working towards that goal.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about some productivity tips, Steph, because I feel like this is something that we've been also learning as we get older and as entrepreneurs running our own business. What are some things that you've learned that really help you stay on top of your game?
Identifying time stealers is number one for me. You have to know yourself and really know like what gets you off track. And for me, it's scrolling on my phone. It's sleeping in, it's being hungover, it's comparing myself to other people, which that sometimes happens when you're scrolling on your phone and you're like looking and then you end up down this rabbit hole 3 hours later.
Oh my God, we've all been there. Yep.
You know, it happens, it happens.
Definitely putting your phone away is a huge one for me too. I've also been down that rabbit hole and it's literally the worst. And I look up and I'm like, oh, it's been like 3 hours and I've been on my phone and I haven't done anything. I totally get that. We need to put our phones away. There's actually this productivity coach on YouTube and he has like this little container that's like timed. It's like phone jail, basically. You put your phone in it and you can lock it and it will not unlock for like whatever time slot that you put it on. So like if you want to lock your phone in this box for like 3 hours, you just quickly put it in there and lock it, and there's no way you can get your phone out because it won't unlock for like 3 hours.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, you could definitely go that route if you're like super addicted to like screen scrolling or whatever, but like I haven't done that yet. But there are definitely ways to train yourself to get off of that screen addiction. And these days it's real. We're all addicted to our screens. But I've noticed putting your phone down and actually getting to the task at hand is so liberating. It feels good. It feels amazing. For me, I also only focus on the task at hand. So like, you know, even if I have like a really long to-do list and it's seeming daunting, like, oh my God, how am I going to get all of this done? For me, I've changed my mindset and I've said, okay, well, I'm only going to focus on the next task at hand. Like, I'm going to finish one thing and then not think about anything else that I need to do on my to-do list and then move forward. And I felt like just focusing on one task has helped tremendously into just taking one or two steps forward towards achieving larger goals. And I've also learned to enjoy the process. I've been reading this book called Atomic Habits. I'm sure a lot of you have known about this. This book has pretty much gone viral. Everybody talks about it. If you haven't read it, read it. Listen to it on Audible. It is life-changing. Steph, have you heard about this book?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
Okay, so basically he just breaks down achieving goals into like the science of like building habits and like falling in love with the system rather than the goal that you're trying to achieve. Because he says, as long as you can fall in love with the process, the goal will take care of itself. You don't even have to worry about it. So for example, if your goal is to lose like 20 pounds, fall in love with eating delicious, nutritious food every single day, and you're going to lose the weight. You don't even have to try to lose the weight because that's just going to be the end result of the process of those habits that you're forming. And it's just like literally life-changing. It's amazing. And so going back to like goal setting, I think I've like really learned to enjoy the process of it. There is like something that Rami and I are working on together. We have like these goals as like life goals that we're trying to get to right now. We're researching on how to get better at things. Like for example, like we have these financial goals and we're researching like how to get better at businesses and how to invest in the stock market and what stocks to invest in. And I'm really just like enjoying this so much at the moment. Like I've gone down this like insane YouTube rabbit hole of like people talking about different types of stocks and which ones to invest in, etc. And I think it's leading me towards my goal because the more I'm researching this, the more I'm falling in love with actually learning about the process and how the stock market works, etc. I think like the goals will take care of themselves because I'll become a better investor. I'll become a better businesswoman in that sense, you know what I mean? And like habit forming and routine building, especially with Atomic Habits, now that I've read it and I've listened to it on audio because I love that book so much. I like literally have it on my Audible app and I go back and listen to like specific chapters because I think it's such a good way to like stay on top of like the bigger picture and how to achieve certain goals that might seem daunting to you. There's this one quote that he says, and it says, every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. And it's really just about building all of these habits that will lead to the goal. And some days, the habits will be just taking one step forward, and some days it'll be taking 10 steps forward. But as long as you keep moving in the right direction, I think is okay, because you're not going to be motivated 100% every single day to do the absolute most. And some days you just might not be able to. Some days you might not be in the same mindset that you are, you know, like for me, I said, not every day is the same. Like some days I feel really motivated. Sometimes I'm like, I just want to watch TV all day, you know, but like realistically achieving those goals has to go with that. Like just take a step forward every single day and you will get there.
Right. And not being hard on yourself when you have those moments where you want to take a step back. As an entrepreneur, we have that flexibility to be able to say, okay, I think I'm going to have a bit of a slower pace today and really maybe go hard tomorrow or achieve a little bit more tomorrow. So there is that flexibility there. But I definitely agree. Like there are days where I get more done than others. But
yeah,
continuously sure. moving in the same direction and working towards the bigger picture is what it all boils down to. And realizing that, like, it's not all going to happen overnight. The process, the goals, you know, Jason, he really, when you said that quote, it really reminded me of my husband. He's like just a person who loves to learn and just really understand how things work. He's very much into the stock market and finances, and we have major goals too. And so I'm just always in awe of like how much he consumes to just learn and be better at it. And I think it really goes to show a lot of the things that he is like pouring into and really, you know, going through the process of learning and taking each step forward. It brings you closer to your goals. It brings us closer to our goals. So there's a lot to be said about it.
Absolutely. And I love Jason's podcast, by the way. So if you guys don't know, Jason has a podcast on finances and investments. And that's really where I started my research. And then I listened to all the episodes he has. And I'm like, okay, let's use this as our stepping stone and go forward. And I remember we were at a party a few months ago, and Rami and Jason were talking about it too. So if you guys haven't listened, you should. It's called The Good Samaritan. And yes. I think he will definitely give you like a good perspective on where to at least start in the stock market if you have no idea, like if you're a novice.
Well, I think this was a really good conversation. I feel like we covered a lot, and how to realistically achieve your goals is something that we all need.
Yes, absolutely. And even talking about the productivity tips has made me even more motivated. I'm like going to go do some more research after this.
Yes, me too. I'm like, I want to read the book that you mentioned. You spoke so highly of it. I really want to check it out. You'll have to send me the link.
Yeah, you guys have to read Atomic Habits if you have not. It is absolutely life-changing.
Okay, you've sold this. You have really, you've sold me on this book, girl. But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that you found some value in today's episode. And we would appreciate if you would rate our podcast and be sure to leave a comment. Follow us on Instagram at Sundays Pod, and we will talk to you next Sunday. You can find all of the information for today's episode in the show notes. See you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday.